Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our guy, Odyssey Richmond, Michael Phillips joins us. It was great to see Miguel Philippe live in person. Don't get him started. He will drop more hot, scalding, boiling takes at you about the way overtime should be, the way football can be fixed. If you give him an inch, he will take all of the miles. Miguel, how do they win tonight?
Well, I think it starts with making plays defensively, right? There's so few of those this year. Sanders still had chances to take the ball away. You know, he's missed on most of them. Deron Payne has been disruptive up front, but they haven't had the kind of game-changing flip-the-field plays you need to beat a team like this. On offense, I think back to the preseason game where the starters played. You remember that, the Monday nighter, where they just kind of moved down the field, little Cliff Kingsbury dialing up a run, you know, tossing it to Debo, which is kind of like a run. I think spread the field. Debo's back. Cliff feels good about his running backs. He likes the mix of the three. It's about dialing it up in a combination that will let them control the clock, win the game.
What Chiefs playmaker worries you most tonight?
Oh, man, I think Rice has to be the one. He's been phenomenal, in his return, and I think you expect the same tonight against this secondary. I've seen nothing that leads me to believe they've got the tools to stop him. So certainly the formula to beat Patrick Mahomes has been don't let him go deep, make him beat you 5 yards at a time, and hope there's holding, hope there's, you know, a false start, hope for the best. This is certainly a night where I think Mahomes is watching the tape saying, maybe I could go deep tonight.
In terms of this offense, what are we expecting from the return of Debo Samuel? Only missed a week, but wasn't himself the week before. And Terry McLaurin as well. How much will this group be buoyed? And maybe Marcus Mariota moves the football a little bit up and down to try to keep pace with these Chiefs.
I'm excited. It's a big night for Terry. Let's say that. Because, you think about Henderson, Cincinnati yesterday, right? Holdout guy. Gets hurt, comes back, gets hurt. If Terry doesn't play to his best, it just fires up that conversation for the whole rest of the season. Should he have held out? Is this because he held out? This is a chance to put that behind him and start moving towards a productive second half of the season where you've got some games where he can put up some numbers, make some plays. And I'm sure you guys mentioned it. We got a new kicker tonight, Matthew Wright, who has kicked for the Chiefs before at Arrowhead. So we'll keep an eye on that as well, obviously.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. No Matt Gay. Matthew Wright is signed minutes ago. He will kick tonight. I mean, there is quite literally going to be a lot of guys in the locker room that don't even know who he is. I mean, they'll notice maybe that a different guy's warming up, but it's not like Dan Quinn's going to have a meeting where he says we have a new kicker. So I'll bet you there might even be dudes that see him out on the field and go,
who's the new ball boy?
Who's this guy? But that said, he could be the guy determining the game tonight. It's a weird sport. You never know. What do you make of that?
I'll be curious to see his range because certainly we've not been confident watching Matt Gay kick from 50-plus at any point this season. If he brings a little bit of length, it's a league where guys are routinely hitting 55 and 60 now. I don't think he's played an NFL game with the new K football yet that are allowed to go farther. I'm excited to see what he can do. And when they win tonight, Grant, isn't that the fitting end? The dude they signed this afternoon gets carried off on their shoulders. That's the stuff Disney movies are made of.
They've played 7 games. They've only forced turnovers in 2 of them, which combined for the total of 3 on the season. That is a paltry total. not a great candidate in terms of Pat Mahomes to force some turnovers tonight, but is there a way they could generate a takeaway?
Yeah, sure, and they can pressure him up front. And I haven't seen official word on Daron Payne yet, so correct me if that's out there yet. But I think with Daron Payne in particular, if he plays, you get him moving, and Mahomes has lost. He has been rattled. They flushed him out. They've moved him, you know, around and made him throw it from uncomfortable positions. I think this line has the ability to do that, and I think they'll have to do that, you know, to make things easier for the secondary tonight.
Michael, it was great hanging out last night at the house watching a little Sunday Night Football after you got your barbecue fix. What's been your best barbecue so far out here?
Well, I just wrapped up at Joe's, which is, of course, the iconic Kansas City place right now, formerly Oklahoma Joe's. And it's hard to beat the classics. That's my fourth barbecue place. I was at the Char Bar last night. Definitely recommend the Char Bar if you're ever in the area. May have to hit Bryant's or Gates tomorrow before I get on the plane home. It's been a good trip. Bad trip for the waistline. Good trip for us.
Yeah, you are doing the barbecue gauntlet, and you're doing it right. Miguel, enjoy the game this evening, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care, boys.
That's Kansas's own Michael Phillips, by the way.
That's right.
He's got ties. He's from this area. He knows what he's doing. He has been very helpful to the pals here on Grant and Danny on our trip. So we appreciate that from him.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.